Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and we'll start today with the rising conflict at Boston Latin School. Mayor Marty Walsh and Superintendent Tommy Chang met with Latin School faculty today, following the resignations of Headmaster Lynn Mooney Tata earlier this week, and yesterday's surprise resignation of Assistant Headmaster Malcolm Flynn, who'd been at the school for more than half a century. Boston Latin staff asked the mayor to rescind the resignations, and there are reports that the meeting was at times heated, and that emotion spilled outside in front of Boston Latin School later during a press conference. BLS staff stood behind Walsh as he spoke to the media, but they were not silent. Here's what happened when a reporter asked the mayor if he would reject Tata and Flynn's resignations.
I explained to the faculty, I don't feel it's my place to do that, and that's pretty much the conversation we had on that.
What did you request that both Mr. Flynn and Dr. Mooney Tata?
You going to come to the microphone?
Let me just get the questions from me out of the way.
Please,
and then we'll
reconsider Dr. Tata. Please reconsider Mr. Flynn. Please, please don't resign.
What you heard there was a Boston Latin School teacher who had been standing behind the mayor, then interrupting him and asking Dr. Tata and Mr. Flynn not to resign. The faculty then began its own rally on the steps of the school. WBUR's Lynn Joliker was there, and she joins us now. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Meghna.
So obviously we're hearing a lot of emotion in that tape. What happened in the press conference today?
Well, the mayor was actually interrupted twice during that press conference by teachers and staff members who say they want the headmaster and assistant headmaster to remain in their jobs. After that, the teachers and staff who had originally been behind the mayor moved over to the steps of the school, and others came out from inside and joined them. And then Lynn Mooney Tata and Malcolm Flynn joined them. They were cheered as they walked out and joined the crowd of faculty and staff. Malcolm Flynn was wiping tears from his eyes. He was visibly very emotional. Then the group posed for a picture together, and most of them were wearing the school's color, purple.
Now, before this, you know, very remarkable press event, there was that meeting that we mentioned between faculty members and the mayor and the superintendent. What do we know about what happened in that meeting?
Well, everyone describes it as very emotional, but teachers and the mayor say they were trying to be constructive. One teacher told me that the faculty was really pushing hard for support from the administration, saying teachers really want to learn skills and ways to talk about the issue of race in the classroom. They want these things to be talked about. And they're asking the school department and the city to get more kids of color into Boston Latin School. There was a court decision back in the mid-1990s that changed the racial makeup of the school. It's not as diverse as it once was, and multiple teachers mentioned that as a problem. Now, there was word going around on social media earlier before the meeting ended that it was getting heated inside. I asked the mayor whether that was the case, whether that happened, and here's what he said.
A lot of sadness, somber in there. A lot of people, a lot of the teachers and administrators really respect the work of Dr. Lynn Mooney Tata and Malcolm Flynn. There was passion. But it was a good overall conversation. I expressed back to the teachers and faculty and staff that, you know, a good leader is important, but it's the foundation that we build upon. And there's a strong foundation here at Latin School.
So let's talk a little bit more about Malcolm Flynn, because, of course, today he criticized Superintendent Chang in an interview published in the Boston Globe today, saying that it was, quote, his job to get out in front and tell the truth about our school, but he didn't. So actually, how, first of all, did Superintendent Chang respond to those criticisms?
Well, he responded briefly. He actually didn't have that much chance to talk because there was so much going on. But he insisted he's committed to Boston Latin School and will make sure the next headmaster knows how important the school's legacy is in the city. Here is Dr. Chang responding to the question of whether he has been supportive enough of the school since the accusations of racism at the school came to light.
I have supported the school from day one. I have supported the administration. There are young people who have felt hurt, and of course I have to fully investigate. That is my job. But you can tell the passion of this staff here. I'm going to support this staff. This is a great school.
And we should say that cheering in the background you hear was staff members, but they weren't cheering for the superintendent. They were cheering for Lynn Mooney Tata
and
Malcolm Flynn, as you said, who had appeared at the staff rally that
right.
was going on at the same time. So what did Flynn say?
Again, he was very emotional. He was choking up as he was talking. He wiped away tears several times. He's been at the school for 52 years, and he seemed quite angry at how the school has been portrayed. He acknowledged there was one racial incident, one of the several that were investigated, one that should have been handled better back in November of 2014, and that's the one incident that the school department investigation did cite the school for not responding to properly. But Flynn went on to accuse some community leaders of actually fanning the flames of the situation, making the school out to be a toxic, racist environment. He says those community leaders have never visited the school. He's invited them, and they have not responded. They have not come. But Flynn was adamant in defending the school, and he indicated he is moving ahead with his resignation.
I sincerely hope that the new administration will work with this faculty, which is people whom I love. Let's say, look, Mayor Walsh, Superintendent Chang, just come right out and say it. They do things right at Boston Latin School, and we're going to support them going forward in doing things right.
Hear, hear.
Forget the accusations. Forget about all the garbage.
Okay, so Flynn sounding very emotional there. I mean, when you think about it, he'd been there for 52 years, as you'd said. Lynn Mooney Tata for 9 years as headmaster. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing parents starting to talk about a leadership vacuum at Boston Latin School now. So what's coming next?
Well, it looks like the city, the school department, will have to move forward with the process of hiring the two top administrators for Boston Latin. Who knows what will happen before the next school year in just a couple of months. But teachers and city leaders are all indicating they really want concrete action moving forward, not just talk, but conversations, policies, and programs to help foster action and conversation around issues of race in the school. And the mayor said there's already a new program in place since all of this came about, a program to help an additional 200 to 300 kids from schools that have been underrepresented at Boston Latin to help those kids take the entrance exam and hopefully get a lot of them into the school to make it more diverse.
That's WBUR's Lynn Joliker. Lynn, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
By the way, I should mention that we have had a number of conversations about Boston Latin School and about issues of race in the Boston public schools. We've talked to the students who first raised their concerns about the racial climate at Latin School. We've talked to parents on multiple sides of the issues. We've talked to alums, civil rights leaders, the mayor as well. You can find links to all of those conversations at radioboston.org. All right, as if